sharing your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, but the Crossbreed Holster Studios have relocated. The Armed American Radio 2015 Summer Fall Live Broadcast Tour continues from the Minnesota State Fair here on the Armed American Radio Network today. A pleasure to be here with you and an honor to be here at the State Fair. This is our fourth time here, and it's a blast. I think you're really going to enjoy this program. So welcome to the show at the 1280 AM, the Patriot booth with us. We're renaming that the Crossbreed Holster. Sorry, Lee, but...
No need to apologize. You know me.
Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Yes,
now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
At the 1280 AM, the Patriot booth. So I appreciate you bringing us back again for the fourth time, but we're renaming your studio. Great affiliate here in the Twin Cities. So for both this Monster National Broadcast and the Daily Show, the tour continues here in Minnesota. Today, of course, here at the fairgrounds, and then tomorrow at the Osseo Gun Club in Osseo, Minnesota for the Daily Defense Program. A nice shooting event out there with the fine folks over at the Osseo Gun Club planned.
And your favorite barbecue?
Barbecue. We're going to grill while armed.
Absolutely.
With machine guns.
No better way.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat, baby. That's going to be an awful lot of fun. Let me give you some update here on the tour dates as we continue. Now, of course, Minnesota State Fair today, Osseo Gun Club tomorrow, Monday the 31st. Sunday, 9:13, I'll be in Springfield, Missouri at the Crossbreed Holsters Manufacturing Facility. That's a lot of fun because Crossbreed Holsters owner is here at the Minnesota State Fair, oddly enough, by fluke.
Very cool.
She will be joining us here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. In fact, I see her walking across the, I guess we can call that a midway, right?
Absolutely.
And thousands and thousands and thousands of people here. So that's going to be a lot of fun. She'll be with us in the next half hour. And then on 9:22, we continue the tour in Scottsdale, Arizona. 9:25, Phoenix at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Sunday, 9:27, Phoenix at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Friday, 10:09, this is going to be a fun show, Lee. We're going to be in Tombstone, Arizona at the Crystal Palace Saloon.
I've been to Tombstone. It's a pretty cool place.
So you know what I'm talking about, and that's going to be a great time. Then on Sunday, 10:11, we continue the tour. We go right back, flip right back west, go to Tucson, Arizona, where we're going to be broadcasting from the Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting, where I'll be speaking. Upcoming dates and locations will be announced, but it looks like Tampa and Sarasota, Florida, will be added to the tour in October, among some others, as invitations continue to pour in. I'll let you know. Best thing for you to do is check the Armed American Radio Facebook page and the Twitter accounts. That's Facebook over at facebook.com/Armed American Radio and Twitter at AARMark, at AARMark, as well as the U.S. Concealed Carry Facebook and Twitter at USCCA. Introing Lee Michaels. Lee, you guest hosted the program for me when we were touring out in Seattle. Thank you, and it's an honor to be here.
It's a pleasure. Always a pleasure to fill in with you, and always a pleasure to have you here in Minnesota for the Minnesota State Fair, because once again, we have brought back the gun on a stick.
We have brought the Minnesota gun State on a Fair. Stick. We've been passing them out. I've had a couple people come by. We signed them for them, and they're out walking around with the gun on a stick. So that's a lot of fun. I say take it over to the Al Franken booth, which is just down the road here, and wave it to them, right?
Yeah.
That's always fun. Here, Al Franken. Hey, even if you're a liberal Democrat, you love guns, you're fixable, come get a gun on a stick and take it to the Franken booth and let them know that you're a Democrat.
We got
them
handing them out right here in front of the booth.
There we go. They're handing them out now. So, hey, listen, if you're within earshot of us in Minnesota and you've got the next 2 to 3 hours open, stop by and see us at the fair. Join the thousands. How many people here?
Probably today, just over 200,000, I'm guessing.
Good heavens. Unbelievable. I'll tell you what. Let's get this show moving. Let's go right on. I see Alan Gottlieb is on the line. I've got a huge guest lineup for you. I want to go right to Alan. Mr. Gottlieb, a pleasure to have you here. You're live at the Minnesota State Fair. Your voice is booming out over the midway. How are you, sir?
Fine. Where's my gun on a stick?
I'll send you a picture of it, and I'll make sure to bring one back.
Okay, thank you.
Alan, it's great to have you here. I've got a number of things I want to talk with you about. First off, let's get started with this. You just got back from Cancun, Mexico, correct?
Correct.
It was not a personal fun trip, even though you did visit where I actually honeymooned. So I know it's a beautiful place. You were down at the Moon Palace Resort, I think. Why were you there?
Well, the United Nations was holding their first meeting of the all the states that have signed on to the Arms Trade Treaty. And now it looks like it's going to be an annual event where they move the treaty on. This time they've hired staff. They've now centered at the Center for the Implementation of the Treaty. It's going to be in Geneva, Switzerland. They hired somebody to run it as the key person from South Africa. And so they're moving the treaty as quickly as they can, and they're looking to expand it. And quite frankly, don't care much about civilian arms rights anywhere around the globe, and they pretty much made that known. Arms Control, which is an NGO, an international NGO, had about 200 different people there lobbying the state's delegations to make stricter provisions in the arms trade treaty. And unfortunately, they can now amend that trade treaty by consensus, but just by majority vote of the countries that signed on to it. So if you didn't sign on to it, it affects you some ways anyway, and they can amend it, make it worse without your participation. As an example, Canada, which did not sign on to the treaty, wasn't present there. The fun fireworks were, quite frankly, the opening of it. China, which has not signed on to it, showed up and wanted to speak, and they were not invited because they didn't sign it. And they had also let them speak. And China said, this treaty was adopted without consensus. That's something the United Nations has never done on any treaty it's ever ratified before. As a result, we think it sets a bad precedent for any kind of treaty in the future, and we think it's illegitimate, and we have no intentions of ever signing it. And they got up and walked out.
Well, wait, that sounded like something Obama would have said.
Well, now, Obama, he had his our administration sign the treaty, so
right.
he's not walking out. However, in all honesty, the U.S. delegation that was there, which is members of the State Department and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, were pretty adamant about some of the provisions in it that the U.S. doesn't support and are not happy with. So, quite frankly, our delegation probably sided more with the gun rights movement than they did with the Obama administration, which is kind of interesting.
That is interesting. You and I had an opportunity to talk about that when I was out in Seattle a couple of weeks ago, and it's the dynamic there. So can you give us a bottom line? What does this mean for us now? What came out of this that we have to be concerned with as American gun owners today? Anything, or is this just something we've got to keep our eyes on?
Well, the treaty as it stood to begin with was something that American gun owners could not really support. And now, of course, they've got enough nations that signed on to it to validate the treaty to make it a legitimate treaty. And by hiring staff and having budget, and of course bureaucracies always tend to expand anyway, they can now try to implement the provisions of the treaty. And so this was the first time that the states that signed it and ratified it actually sat down to meet to move it along. And it's important for us to participate in these meetings because, quite frankly, that they're aimed at our rights. And so we need to be there to try and negate and mitigate as much as possible. Even though our United States Senate hasn't ratified it and the United States is not bound by it, other countries that deal with us on import and export, as an example, are bound by it and are going to be taking actions against the United States and hurting American gun owners.
Alan, would this administration use the UN treaty if they could, and they didn't get any pushback from groups like you who are at this meeting, and stay up on this, would they use this or even attempt to take away our rights by any way possible? Is this just another avenue that this gun-hating administration is using to come after our freedom, our right to bear arms?
Yes, you're right. It's definitely just another avenue. Of course, they'll use any avenue that they can focus on. And this is just one of them. And if they weren't going to use it, they would have signed on to it. And of course, the big problem with this treaty is it wants nation states to create a registry of the end user of firearms, meaning the owner. And of course, we have no national registration system in our country. And of course, that's one of the things they're pushing for.
Is the United Nations trying to subvert our Constitution? Is this done intentionally to come after us and our Constitution, our Second Amendment?
Well, there are some anti-freedom elements around the globe that hate the United States and hate the freedoms that we enjoy here. Unfortunately, it's not the United Democratic Nations. It's just the United Nations, and a lot of them are despots and dictators and totalitarian governments. Countries like, Venezuela and Cuba and Iran, anything they can do to mess up freedoms in America is something they like to do. So to a large extent, yeah, that's true.
Well, I would just suggest, Lee, we just give Iran $150 billion and let them build a bomb in 10 years.
Not a problem with that. Why wouldn't it be a problem for us?
It's unbelievable. Alan, the Second Amendment Foundation does work. People need to know this. We've got 30 seconds before we go to a break, so I'll close out by telling people where to go to find out about your organization. You, of course, founded the Second Amendment Foundation. You can go there and visit Alan at SAF.org. While we were home, cutting our grass, doing our jobs, whatever it was we were doing, Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation was in Mexico fighting for American freedoms at a United Nations meeting. These organizations, the SAF and other groups, are so vital. Please visit SAF.org. Join. $15 makes you a party to helping restore freedom and fighting for freedom and our gun rights here in the United States. More with Alan Gottlieb when we come back. Lots to talk about from the Minnesota State Fair. Don't go away. I'll be back with Lee Michaels and Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation right after this.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the Minnesota State Fair, the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We have hijacked the AM 1280, the Patriot booth, here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at the Minnesota State Fair, and we are now calling it...
It's not a hijack studio. You're more than welcome. We are happy to call this the Crossbreed Holster Studio.
That's okay. Make me sound good. Pass me some cheese curds.
Yeah, they're right here.
Welcome back to the program. Alan Gottlieb, the Second Amendment Foundation. Sometimes I wonder, Alan, if Sean sandbags that spot and brings it back in talking about the Second Amendment Foundation, but it's timely and it's perfect. People need to know to visit saf.org. Alan, welcome back to the program. And something happened while you were out of town that I'm sure you know about, and that's the enemies of freedom now using the televised murders in Roanoke, Virginia, for political gain. Here we go again. We've seen this play out many, many, many times. I'm disgusted by their actions, but I'm in no way shocked. Your thoughts on what happened in Roanoke before we move on to another topic?
Well, what I loved with this was the fact that you had Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Governor of Virginia screaming for background checks and things like this couldn't happen, when in fact the shooter went through a background check and they ignored the facts. And they just pound that home to the American people. And it's totally factually wrong. He bought two guns, went through a background check both times. There was no kind of background check. They could have stopped him from getting that gun. Yet that doesn't mean anything to the people pushing their agenda. And that's what disturbs me the most, is the intellectual dishonesty of it all.
That's a great description. Intellectual dishonesty. Let me read you this real quick. This is from Every Town for Gun Safety. I got it this morning. And as I speak to parents, advocates, survivors, and supporters like you, I'm hearing the same things. People feel afraid. They feel betrayed. They feel angry. People like you from across the country are demanding to be heard, and we're going to make sure you are. So tell us how you feel about gun violence in America. And, of course, they're talking about, and I quote, "Dear Congress, I feel like my children are no longer safe in this country, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get you to fix our broken gun laws." Alan, you just nailed it. There's not a gun law in the world that would have stopped this man. The intellectual dishonesty is off the chain here. They're getting ready to put billboards around Washington, D.C., and I just have to know, is this something that you're going to, from an organizational standpoint, look at and go after, or is it just another cog in the wheel that we have to deal with?
Well, the last time they put their billboards up in Washington, D.C., we matched them billboard to billboard and put our own billboards up. And so I'm going to be looking at this and see if I can raise the money to do that quickly and work with the billboard companies for equal space, so to speak.
Which is why it's so vital that people help out. Again, please, please, this is what the enemies of freedom are doing. This is what they're up to. We need your help to stop it. And we can, because while we hear this in the media, I have to remind you, we are in fact winning. I know it's tough to understand that sometimes because the media coverage is so negative, but we are, in fact, winning. Okay, let's go to the Seattle gun tax lawsuit. This is moving forward. Where do we stand now on the unconstitutional gun tax and ammunition tax passed in Seattle by the city council?
Well, what they passed, first of all, for your listeners, was a $25 tax on every firearm sold in the city and 5 cents on each bullet sold. And, of course, in Washington State, like many other states, we have a statute called preemption that the legislature passed. It does not allow cities, towns, or other political subdivisions from passing gun control type statutes that are stricter than the state has, unless the state gives them explicit permission to do so. And, of course, Seattle's arguing here that this isn't gun control, even though I'll explain why it is in a minute. They're arguing it's a tax and they have the right to do it, which they don't, because they're singling out firearms to do it. And the state talks about, sales of firearms and ammunition is one of the areas where the state cities have preempted. So we believe our lawsuit, which we follow, is going to win. And it's really a historic lawsuit in a lot of ways, because it's the first time ever, Mark, that the Second Amendment Foundation has been joined by both the National Rifle Association and the National Shooting Sports Foundation as plaintiffs for the suit. So you've got the Holy Trinity, so to speak, all three of the major organizations, all on the same lawsuit suing the city of Seattle. And that's really good news. But real quick, if I just filibuster for a second, in some of our Freedom of Information Act discoveries that we've done on the city council, we discovered that when they started talking about this, implementing this, in the meetings they had, guess who was all behind this? Bloomberg's Everytown group and his Moms Against Violence group were there pushing for this and helped provide them with the wording that Chicago used to pass theirs before Illinois had preemption. And their hands are in it because their game plan is to go to states without preemption and push this tax in cities all across the country, and then to hopefully destroy preemption. And even if they have to use initiatives and referendum processes to get rid of preemption laws that allow that don't allow cities to enact gun control on their own, that's what they're going to do. And we have all the memorandum and documents to prove it.
Their new slogan, Alan, is, and I don't use hashtag, until they cut off on my phone and says, please enter the last four digits of your phone number followed by the pound sign. It's still the pound sign as far as I'm concerned. But their new slogan is now pound sign, whatever it takes. This has nothing to do with crime, Mr. Gottlieb. Nothing. You know it and I know it. They've all admitted that no law would have stopped this man. So again, we go back to their ultimate goal is what?
Well, their ultimate goal is gun prohibition. There's no two ways about it. In fact, even the Seattle gun tax, which they decided to do $25 a gun, they talked about how maybe eventually they could get up to $1,000 to discourage gun ownership. And, of course, all it does is put the gun ranges and the gun stores in the city of Seattle out of business. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. You can drive gun stores out of business, and there's no place for people to buy guns or ammunition.
Well, that's exactly what Chicago fought you on and is continuing, quite frankly, to fight, and that is to eliminate where guns are sold. Tax ammunition, guns are useless. This is their ultimate goal. I don't know how much more do we have to tell you? How many more examples do we have to give you to let you know that they are not concerned with crime? Crime is none. In fact, I don't believe, Alan, that crime is even on their block. It has nothing to do with crime. This is about, as you said, prohibition, period. Okay, with the last couple minutes that we have in this segment, how about the GRPC? That's coming up in about, what, 2 or 3 weeks out in Phoenix. Let's let everybody know where and what this is all about. It's a huge event.
2 weeks, closer to four, I think, I hope. Anyway, the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Phoenix is absolutely free for people to attend. All the materials we give out are free, as well as the meals and functions at the hotel. You just have to figure out how to get yourself there. And you can go to saf.org and register. We're filling up really quickly now. This could be a record attendance, quite frankly, the way we're going. And it's kind of exciting. We're kind of excited about this one because it's coming at a time when Bloomberg is spending millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars, actually, every year against our rights. We need to organize and speak with united tongue, so to speak. And when some of our brothers and sisters get attacked in one place, they need help from other places. This is the place where we're going to be able to organize and make all that happen. So if you really want to get into the battlefield, it doesn't matter if you're a novice, you're a gun rights activist long term, come to the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Just saf.org. You'll see the banner. Click on it and register.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Alan. As you know, I'm sitting here at the Minnesota State Fair, and I actually have someone standing out here that is probably going to be going to Phoenix who just mentioned it to me. So we are getting that word out. And thank you for everything that you are doing. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. We're getting ready to now head into the bottom of the hour break. Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Check them out. Donate. Help in this fight. You must get involved. It is no longer fashionable to sit on the sidelines while the enemies of freedom are spending tens of millions of dollars to take our rights away. This isn't about crime. This is about control. And they won't have control until they take your guns. That's what they want. Armed American Radio continues. Now we're going to talk with Carol Craighead from Crossbreed Holsters here at the Minnesota State Fair. How cool is that? And it's a fluke, too. Pass the cheese curds. We'll be back right after this from the Minnesota State Fair.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot, just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneoffourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com. I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Make sure to visit teachuscca.com. Also, I take you there every week. USCCA on air. USCCA on air. Having a little trouble with my internet connection out here at the fair, so I'll ask you to go ahead and check it out on your own. Stay up on all of the latest promotions that the United States Concealed Carry Association is offering by visiting USCCA on air. Okay, we are here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios live at the Minnesota State Fair. There are tens of thousands of people here. This is like unlike anything you've ever seen as far as a fair is concerned. I've never seen anything like it. And this is now my fourth time here. I think we missed 1 year in the last 4 years. So we're really proud to be here, and we really thank AM 1280 The Patriot for bringing us back again. Now, I told you the tour was continuing. This is the second stop on the Armed American Radio Summer Fall Tour. Tomorrow it continues in Osseo, Minnesota at the Osseo Gun Club. If you're here and you're within earshot, please come out and see me tomorrow. But it's interesting because on 9/13, the next stop, stop number three, is Springfield, Missouri, for the Crossbreed Holster stop on the tour. And sitting at the table with me in Minneapolis, Minnesota, here in the Twin Cities at the fair, is Carol Craighead from Crossbreed Holsters. Hi, Carol. How did this even happen?
Well, I tell you, it's extremely ironic. I was telling a friend of mine earlier that Mark had actually asked me to be on the show, but of course I responded back, oh, I can't this weekend because I'm going to be in Minneapolis visiting a friend, and I can't. I'll be unavailable. And of course he popped right back and said, oh, well, you know what? That's crazy because so am I. So you're stuck with me. Come see me and come do the show live. And I'm like, okay, I'll be there. So,
I got you in a stranglehold. I strong-armed you, and here you are. You thought, I'm going to be as far away as possible from him. I don't have to get on the radio today. I can sweat it out until he comes up on the 13th. And lo and behold, here we are. And by the fluke of social media, that's how I found out you were going to be here.
Yeah, that's right. I had the perfect out, I thought. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, isn't it fun, though? Isn't it fun to be sitting out here in the open air? It's beautiful here, too.
It is beautiful.
The sun goes down, and the humidity's gone, and it's wonderful. And you are sitting to your left, to my right across from me, is Kristen Everly. Kristen, welcome to Armed American Radio for the first time ever. Now, you are involved in the firearms industry, too. Tell us what you do.
I am. Thanks for letting me join you today. Well, my favorite title is Carol's Friend, but I do have another title, and I work with a company called Media Lodge, and we are a large media network in the firearms industry and other outdoor industry categories as well. And we're basically a network of large websites. A few of them would be gunbroker.com, concealednation.org, The Truth About Guns, and we basically work with the manufacturers, to the firearms manufacturers and accessories companies, to help them put their advertising across the network.
And I'm going to guess that you probably do some work with Crossbreed Holsters.
Oh, just a little bit.
Just a tad bit. That's why you're
her
up here.
Her favorite, of course.
Of course it is. Well, that's what's great about everybody being here. It was a fluke, really, that it happened, but it's great that it did.
Yeah.
Because we get to do this again. My wife told me to tell you hello, give you a big hug. I can't reach across the table now. I'll knock the mics and the water over, but I'll do that later. Okay, but we've got a lot of stuff to talk with you about, so we really appreciate you sitting here with us for the half hour. Let's start with this. First off, living an armed lifestyle, let's go there, because Trent and Nathan and I have been doing a newer segment on the program about every 3 weeks, Living an Armed Lifestyle. This presents an opportunity to talk with you about living an armed lifestyle from the woman's perspective, which is representative of 30%, as you know, Kristen, of new gun buyers across the country are female.
Yeah. A lot of people are surprised by that. They don't really think, you know, they ask me how many, and that's exactly what I say. I always say around 25% and growing. The women's group out there, it's just incredible to see, and it's wonderful to see. But they are reaching out there more and more, wanting to carry, wanting to protect themselves and their families, and you just see it growing. I don't know. In a different way, I think. I think they're scared. They want to feel empowered. They want to feel protective. They can't rely on their husband to be there all the time anymore, or families and friends. So they need the power and the ability to do that themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think they're grabbing a hold of that more and more.
The numbers would say, well, the numbers agree with you. It's hard to kind of grasp what's causing it at the root cause. It's hard to look up, but we can make those generalities. Those statements are very true. We've seen that the demographic of the family is changing also, as much as I hate to say that.
Yes.
But the demographic of the family, the definition of the family in the United States is changing, and there are a lot more single parents out there, of course, women with kids that are doing just what you said. They want to empower themselves. Mm-hmm. And then they see crime. They see this horrible crime we saw on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Two women. And it makes you it makes you wonder, hey, what can I do to protect my family? That's taking responsibility. That's being it's taking responsibility for your own safety. And we all know that the first thing, in order to get to take our personal defense seriously, we have to understand that there are bad people who do bad things, and there are bad people who target women.
Yes.
For crying out loud, do something about it. And I think that's why we're seeing that number grow the way we are.
I would agree with you completely.
What are you seeing as far as product movement for women? Is there any particular product that you're selling more of that you can say, hey, women are buying this? Is it possible to pinpoint something like that?
You know, our First Defender is very popular. It has been since we released it. More and more, along with the whole rest of the industry, really, is the appendix carry.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be growing at an incredible rate. But I think that the thing that I see the most is women are wanting to step outside the box. You know, all this, the holsters and the items in the firearms industry has been predominantly geared for men. Well, they're kind of demanding now that they have products out there geared for them. made for them, specifically for women, because let's face it, your bodies are different.
Mm-hmm.
You have to carry differently. You have to think differently about, you know, having kids around you and so forth. So you want those products geared for you.
We've seen, too, a couple with a horrible story of the Walmart. The woman last year, if I remember correctly, she was in the Walmart and the child got a hold of the firearm that was unsecured in her purse.
Yes.
You guys make products to secure those firearms in a pocketbook, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Those products are available. People need to understand that. Don't leave a firearm loose in your front pocket. Don't leave it loose in a purse. Kristen, you're shaking your head. Jump in.
Absolutely. You know, you have to be safe. You have to be responsible for not just your own security, but that of others around you. And you know, it's really important to have options like what Crossbreed's offering.
Yeah, the appendix carry, we're seeing a lot of that lately. Mm-hmm. We talked about an accident that happened up in Milwaukee. We had Rob on who analyzed the appendix carry. That requires appendix carry a little bit more, I would say, practice, a learning curve with appendix carry. Would you agree with that?
I think so, because it's just a different style. Most people in the past are predominantly wore more, maybe more at the 4 o'clock, 3 or 4 o'clock position. So you have to adjust to any new carry, and so much of it is a lifestyle choice. It's a lifestyle and learning how to move and bend and sit with that holster and that firearm on you. But it's a good choice. It's a good thing.
And you make holsters for every method of carry that will work for both women and men, really. I know a lot of women that do carry outside the waistband. Mm-hmm. Some carry outside the waistband for their jobs. Some are law enforcement.
Yeah.
A lot of backup guns, you sell a ton of holsters to law enforcement for backup. Lots of government alphabet soup agencies we probably don't even know about that use your holster for backup carry, male and female. The Super Tuck can be used by anybody, can't it?
Yes, it can. Absolutely. Super Tuck, Mini Tuck is, of course, the smaller version that's very popular with women also.
Let me guess, because we're seeing some of the 380s and the small slim 9s and things like that women are carrying, you're shaking your head. You agree? Are you seeing that in advertising, too?
Absolutely. You know, all of the major gun manufacturers have come out with guns made for us and even features made for women, you know, to help you pull back the slide easier.
Right, right.
So, and we're so used to having choices, and we do our research, and we come in knowing what we want. So what I'm seeing is manufacturers are providing so many options, from frame fit to color options even.
So you're seeing more advertisement being geared towards women.
Absolutely.
We're seeing more women buy your product. The two go together and fit. I don't, at this point in time, I don't see the tunnel, the hole at the end of that tunnel shutting anytime soon. I think this market's going to continue to grow. Would you agree?
Oh, completely. I agree very much so.
And you would agree with that too, Kristen?
Absolutely. And the information available to women, a lot of the websites that we work on are putting a lot more content for women on the site.
We are live at the Minnesota State Fair on the Midway with Carol Craighead from Crossbreed Holsters, and we're talking with Kristen Everly. When we come back, we will continue the discussion, Living an Armed Lifestyle, from the Minnesota State Fair, back right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a car arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 S&W, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
And we are coast to coast. We are coast to coast right now from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every single state in between, including Parts Unknown. I love that. Parts Unknown. That's the old wrestling thing, remember? And hailing from Parts Unknown.
Oh, yeah.
It's Randy Macho Man Savage or whatever his name is.
Welcome back to the program. We're live at the Minnesota State Fair. Pass the cheese curds and the corn dog. I had one of each of those, by the way.
I had the cheese curds.
Did you, aren't they good? Did you get did you get the fake mozzarella ones, or did you get these over here that are the
the ones you have over there.
Yeah, they are really good with the marinara sauce. Yep. Heartburn in a box. You have to prepare to come here for about a month in advance. It's great. We have got a lot coming up for you in the remainder of the, or the entire remainder of this program. Coming up in the next hour, the Reverend Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun, will be on the program. He's amazing. He'll be joined by my political analyst from One America News Network, Neil McCabe. Neil is now doing on-air television reporting for One American News Network, and he is Armed American Radio's political analyst and Washington, D.C. editor. He will be here. And joining us, Barry Markowitz, an award-winning photojournalist, will be calling in from Oahu, which is a wonderful – I'd like to reverse. Now, I love being here, but it would be nice to be in Oahu. But we'll talk with Barry. He was on the daytime show this week. He is an individual who understands being on both sides of that camera. When we saw what happened in Roanoke, Virginia, and we got a perspective from him. The conversation between he and Neil, who both do on-camera work from both sides of that camera, and, of course, input from the Reverend Ken Blanchard is going to be a very, very good hour. Then coming up in the third hour, Rob Pincus will be here, and we will just have one fantastic conversation about everything you need to know about your right to keep and bear arms. We've got a number of topics to cover with you, a lot of politics, Walmart no longer selling AR-15s. We'll tell you, I'll give you my take on that in just a little bit. Well, here we sit with Carol Craig, head of Crossbreed Holsters. This is such a great story. I love it.
you're here, and I'm going to be there in 2 weeks, and this was an accident, and the timing was perfect. Welcome to the table at the fair. Now you've experienced it. You got to come back every year.
Oh, I know. I love it. This place is incredible.
It is really something. Have you ever seen a fair like this?
No, never. It's huge. It's amazing, and the food is amazing. Everything's on a stick here.
Yeah, everything. That's including our gun on a stick. That's why we do that.
Exactly.
We started doing that a couple years ago. It's got the Armed American Radio logo, the USCCA logo, the Patriot logo. Next year, we'll put the Crossbreed logo on it, and we'll put the gun on a stick. You saw it, Kristen, because of the Springfield. You do some work with Springfield Arms, right?
Right. I do work with Springfield Arms, or Springfield Armory,
right.
And saw the TRP on the... that is the gun on a stick, and immediately sent it to my friend over at Springfield, and he's thrilled, by the way.
Oh, good. Very good. Yeah, well, we'll have to have a little chat with Springfield Armory coming up here in the near future. Hey, behind me in the control booth, you can't see me, but we've got Lee Michaels. And during the break, sometimes the best radio is the radio you never get to hear, and that's what we talk about off-air. So we want to bring that to you while we're on air. Lee, you had some comments about women and firearms. Take it away.
Well, yeah, you remember anybody who's listened to the program. I've shared my story, the robbery and the carjacking, a number of times on the program. Well, afterwards, talking to one of the detectives, he said to me, you know what, I said, well, do you think they'll come back after me? He said, know what, you know, as dumb as these guys are, they're smart enough to know they got away with it once. But they'll probably just start targeting women instead. They won't go after guys because of that situation. And that's one of those things that, you know, when I talk about awareness and being prepared, not meant to scare people, but to get them thinking that, you know what, we do need to do something or be more responsible in taking care of our safety, because that scared the bejesus out of me, because I started thinking of my wife and daughter.
Right.
And so I hope it's just one of those things that people pay attention to, that, you know, they realize they're looking for an easy target. And, you know, they can often find that in somebody like my wife or daughter.
Yeah, you know, we've discussed your situation on this program many, many, many times. And I had the opportunity to fill my prescription for freedom about a week ago when you were guest hosting the daytime show. And I got to hear that story again without being a participant in the conversation. Now, I've written it. I've talked to you about it. But to hear it as an outsider listening to the program, it's incredibly powerful to hear. And here you found yourself in your driveway, and we talk a lot about preparation, avoidance, and awareness, right? Preparation, avoidance, and awareness. I like to say this. In order to avoid, you have to prepare by being aware, or prepare to avoid by being aware. Even when you're doing everything right, Lee Michaels, like you were, in your own driveway, we can be ambushed, can't we?
Yes, indeed.
You know, that's what's so scary. That's why when you talk about women, when we saw what happened on the television shooting, the televised shooting on the news. Absolutely incredible to watch that video. The first thought that went through my head, Carol, was how could they not have seen him when I looked at that first-person video that he took?
Right.
How could they not have seen him? And I mentioned that on the daytime show. Mr. Pincus, who you know very well, came on the program, and I literally allowed him to school me on live radio. He talked about the myth that is situational awareness, and he explained it in terms that only he can.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, we can only do as much as we can do to prepare, right?
That is correct.
And part of taking our own personal safety seriously is what, in your eyes? What's the first thing women need to know? What do they need to take away? Someone who's thought about buying a gun but hasn't yet.
Well, we talk so much about the lifestyle change and the change in the way you carry yourself. But, you know, it's becoming just exactly what you said, situational awareness. It's stopping your normal, everyday, routine, mundane life and saying, okay, if I'm in this situation right here, if this was to happen to me, if somebody was to pull into my driveway right now, what would I do? How would I handle that situation? Is it with a gun? Is it with whatever means you want to protect yourself with? You know, it's knowing how to use that firearm. It's knowing how to carry that firearm. It's knowing how to have it on you or near you where you can reach it. It doesn't do any good to have a firearm if it's not accessible. So it's really thinking through all those different scenarios and scenes. I always like to say, wherever you're at, kind of think, look around, be situational. Okay, I'm here at the doctor's office. Mm-hmm, if somebody came in to do harm, what would I do in that situation? How am I going to handle that? Look at the chairs, look at the tables. Do I push them over? Do I throw something at them? You know, always be aware of a situation that may come upon you and how you're going to protect yourself.
Think about it in advance. Envision this happening to you in whatever scenario you're in. That's not paranoia.
No.
That's not paranoia at all. What that is being responsible. That's saying, I'm here with my kids.
Right.
I'm not the person that's going to walk around with my kids in tow behind me, staring at an iPhone, walking into a curb and falling down. Now, I don't have to have my head on a swivel. It doesn't have to be on a stick like the food here, right? I don't have to be twisting it around like the old John Belushi in Animal House type of thing. But I need to be awake. I need to be thinking. I need to be actively thinking as I'm walking into that Walmart, as I'm walking into the grocery store, as I'm walking into the car dealership, wherever it happens to be, what's around me? So I always say, get your head out of your media. Get your face out of your media. Number one, that's just great advice. Live your life, right? But be aware of your surroundings. And also be aware that you do not have eyes in the back of your head. And you can't always win. We're getting ready to end this hour, guys. Carol, amazing have you here at the Minnesota State Fair. It's actually getting kind of chilly out here. The sun went down and boom, it's getting a little bit of cold. Kristen Everly, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It was an honor and a privilege to have you here at the Minnesota State Fair. And I'll see you in less than 2 weeks now.
That is correct.
For Crossbreed Holsters, moving the Crossbreed Holster Studios to Crossbreed Holsters in Missouri. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network live from the Minnesota State Fair in beautiful Minneapolis, St. Paul, in the Twin Cities. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, I tell you every week, and I'm going to end it with it now. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And one more thing, never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. We'll be back right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.